If you blew off the weekend episodes because you thought I was going to talk about David Letterman all weekend, no. Saturday wound up being a tribute to Louis Anderson, and yesterday was a mix of some Louis stuff, some Sackett stuff, and some really, really random funny stories I saw. Good episodes all weekend. Hi, I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. Jimmy Kimmel lamented the low vaccination rate in the U.S. It's almost like people here are getting bad information from somewhere else, you know? The only country below us is Russia, which is kind of nice. Our countries haven't been on the same page since, like, Rocky fought Drago. The survey found that 6% of Americans say they're planning to get the vaccine. Kimmel asked, okay, when? The vaccine's been out for more than a year. How busy could you be, really? Quick story about Louis Anderson from Thrillist. A woman walks over to Louis. This is at the Costco. I read the Costco story on Saturday's episode. Go back and listen to that. So they're at the Costco. A woman walks over and taps Louis Anderson on the shoulder and says, excuse me, are you the actor? Family Feud? Louis tells her, indeed, he is the guy from Family Feud, and agrees to take a picture. The woman cajoles her teenage daughter into taking a picture with Louis Anderson. The girl sits down next to him on a couch, looking mortified. Louis puts an arm around her and says, you don't even know who I am, but it's better to get it over with, isn't it? I had a mom, too. She seems like a nice mom. Is she? That's good. Moms are important. Pete Davidson bought a ferry boat. Yeah. From Vulture, Colin Jost. Now, Colin is married to Scarlett Johansson. The man's got game. He's teamed up with Pete Davidson. They just bought the Staten Island Ferry. No, not the whole thing. A Staten Island ferry. The New York Post reported on January 19th that an anonymous bidder had spent $280,000 on a defunct Staten Island ferry at an online auction. Vulture asked who would do such a thing. A historical society? Some kind of sea baron? Good writing there. Nope. Pete Davidson and Colin Jost. They teamed up with comedy club owner Paul Attaglia, who owns The Stand. The three plan to rehab the former 5,200-person capacity ferry into a live entertainment space and event venue with comedy, arts, and food. They will have to find the boat, which is named the John F. Kennedy, a waterfront home where it will be docked permanently. Vulture writes, Jost and Davidson both have ties to this ferry. When it was still operational, Jost rode it into the city as a high schooler. All right, Pete Davidson rode it to do gigs, although the boat was listed in being in poor condition. Won't be a problem because it'll be a docked comedy club. I totally forgot on Friday to tell you this one. If you listen back to Friday's episode, you'll hear me say, oh, wow, we're running long here. Let me bump a couple things. I meant to do the story in the second half of Friday's episode. And then Louis Anderson died. And here we are on Monday. But you'll be happy to hear Jon Stewart will receive the Mark Twain Prize at the Kennedy Center in April. I know, you needed this information on Friday afternoon. I effed up your weekend, not telling you until now. I know, I'm sorry. Jon Stewart will be the 23rd recipient of the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. Stewart said, I'm truly honored to receive this award. I have long admired and been influenced by the work of Mark Twain, or as he was known by his given name, Samuel Leibowitz. The last recipient was Dave Chappelle. He was celebrated in a show that featured tributes from Bradley Cooper, Tiffany Haddish, Jon Stewart, and many others. Jon Stewart also participated in the 2008 ceremony honoring George Carlin. They gave Stewart's resume here. Let me read it to you. I know you're just like, Jon Stewart, Daily Show, got it. Stewart, 59, spent 16 years as host and executive producer of Comedy Central's The Daily Show, where his political satire and commentary attracted young audiences and won 20 Emmys and 2 Peabody Awards. Maybe stop there, because then they tack on. The comedian now hosts the Apple TV Plus series, The Problem with Jon Stewart. You forgot that existed, didn't you? You did. You don't watch The Problem with Jon Stewart. You forgot. Jon Stewart also wrote and directed the movies Irresistible and Rosewater. And is the author of America the Book, A Citizen's Guide to Democracy in Action, one word. And is an executive producer of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Wonder how'd he get that? Did Colbert just hook him up as a thank you? Why would CBS say yes to that? That's interesting to me. I got to dive in on that. The Kennedy Center president said in a statement, for more than 3 decades, Jon Stewart has brightened our lives and challenged our minds as he delivers current events and social satire with his trademark wit and wisdom. For me, turning into his television programs over the years, over the years, has been equal parts entertainment and truth in these often divisive and challenging times. Someone like John, through his undaunted advocacy for first responders and veterans, also demonstrates that we can all make a difference in this world through humor, humanity, and patriotism. If you want to go April 24th is the date of the event. Tickets go on sale February 11th. Tom Segura announced he wrote a book. It's called I'd Like to Play Alone, Please, in the book, coming out June 14th. Tom Segura combines his signature curmudgeonly humor with a revealing look at some of the ridiculous situations that shaped him and the ludicrous characters who always seem to seek him out. I haven't read ahead here yet. Do you think we'll see the copywriting rule of three? I bet we do. Let's continue. The stories feature hilarious anecdotes about Tom's time on the road, including some surreal encounters with celebrities at airports, one. His unfiltered South American family, two. The trials and tribulations of parenting young children with bizarrely morbid interests, three. And, oh, not copywriting rule of three, there are four things here. And, perhaps most memorably, experiences with his dad, who, like any good baby boomer father, loves to talk about his bowel movements and share graphic Vietnam stories at inappropriate moments. All of this is enough to make anyone want some peace and quiet. You can pre-order the book. There'll also be an audiobook read by Tom Segura. You know who Tom Segura is married to, don't you? Christina P. And she's returning to Netflix with her third comedy special. They were planning on recording Saturday night in New York City at the Gramercy. I am assuming that taping actually happened. If so, it will be a Netflix special later this year. David Cross announced he has his own special. This one is called I'm From the Future. This was recorded November of 2021. It'll be out February 12th at officialdavidcross.com. If you'd like to be part of the show, you can leave me a voicemail and I'll probably use your voicemail on the podcast. Go to podinbox.com/dailycomedynews, podinbox.com/dailycomedynews. If you want to talk about something or tell me I'm stupid or talk about Louis Anderson or Bob Saget or just say hi, podinbox.com/dailycomedynews. I saw the Hollywood Reporter listed the top streaming series for December 20th to the 26th. I know that's a month ago, but caught my eye. Original series, The Witcher, Emily in Paris, Hawkeye, Wheel of Time, Lost in Space, Baking Show, Jurassic World, Daredevil, Jim Gaffigan Comedy Monster. 186 million minutes viewed. That compares to The Witcher, which had 2.73 billion minutes viewed. But more people watch Gaffigan than Money Heist. Over the weekend, they screened We Need to Talk About Cosby at Sundance. I'm looking forward to see what people are saying about that. Yahoo writes, directed by W. Kamau Bell, Cosby serves up a compellingly nuanced look at the actor and stand-up comedian formerly lauded as America's dad, but now an accused serial sex abuser. Bell found himself drained by his Cosby quest, but he persisted, saying, "Who I am and what I've done helps this project. It shows I'm able to navigate difficult conversations. I'm a black kid who learned from Cosby and in some ways learned the lessons that helped me make this film. Still, this is hard. There were times when I wanted to quit while making this." Mark Lamont Hill is a professor at Philadelphia's Temple University. He pointed out early signs of Cosby's behavior. If only we had not all mutually agreed to never connect the dots. He pointed out Cosby's old Spanish Fly stand-up routine, in which Bill Cosby enthusiastically endorsed an alleged aphrodisiac that would render women helpless. Hill said from day one, he was talking about putting things in women's drinks and getting them to do what he wanted them to do. So when we fast forward, it's not a huge leap to think that what he was talking about in the 60s, he was doing. That is your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.